All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever part of the world you are in. Welcome to Geopolitics in Conflict Show. I am your host, Dr. David Walalu. Today, I wanted to talk to you briefly just to provide you some sort of a clear picture as to what's been going on down under in Australia regarding the tennis player Novak Djokovic. Yes, who has been recently expelled from Australia. So, because of the health issues and without using the terms, because you all know how this platform is. So, I'm going to talk to you briefly about a few things and provide just the way how I saw this whole saga moving forward, you know, and of course, you reach your own conclusions. But before that, I want to let you know that I will be talking in detail about this topic on Locals. So I intended to record the video there this afternoon. So stay tuned for that. Just go to geopolitics.locals.com and you can check out that video there. So, because as you know, on that platform, I can talk more freely than I do here. So we all know about the censorship is nothing new. So, and I'm not going to beat the dead horse over that. So anyway, let's get to the topic of Djokovic, why he was expelled. Well, you all know where he stands on the issues of this pandemic and so forth. Once again, this is not what I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, was he truly about health concerns as the Australian government claims, or was he truly about politics, playing politics with it? So, and I'll let you reach your own conclusion for that, because you're smart enough to know. We all saw the pattern of the Morrison government, the Australian government, how the lies that they have been issuing, for example, about the economy. Australian economy was doing great and so forth, which we all know it was a lie following the tensions that they had with China when China shut down the commerce with Australia. And we all know how it went down. And yet, the Morrison government was coming and saying, no, the economy is doing great. We can ship our goods elsewhere. That's nonsense. It was basically a lie. And we all know that. So in this case of the Novak, the tennis player, well, first of all, just personally, my own opinion, it's not I have an issue with, but I'm looking at it from this perspective. And I don't speak on behalf of anybody, as you guys know, you know, but I had an issue with Djokovic himself. So here is the thing, you know, if you are taking stand on something, so the question becomes is, why Djokovic didn't cancel or boycott the entire tournament in first place? Because here's the thing, we're going to have to be fair and be logic in the arguments and be honest about it, because truth matters, you know. Djokovic wanted to have it both ways, which you and I know we can't. The world doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. You can't have it both ways, you know. Djokovic is tied with the other top tennis players, Federer and Nadal. You know, they tied regarding the number of Grand Slams. Okay, about, I think, 15 or 20 or something like that. So if Novak wins, hypothetically, if he were to stay in Australia and play and win, he'll become the one with the most wins of the Grand Slam. That's one. So becomes the question, was Novak more concerned about his legacy than taking a stand on, for example, the pandemic, where he stands on and doesn't want to have jab, doesn't want to have anything? Or was he thinking about, well, no, I can do that, but I can also play and win if I happen to win, whatever. So this is to me what I see the concern personally, and this is my personal opinion, that Djokovic, he could have taken a stand from the get-go. So that's like, as I always say, when I have some comments from some of you say, well, David, aren't you scared? Aren't you afraid? Afraid of what? Scared of what? Just because I speak the truth? Well, you said, you know, something might happen to you. So what? At least if something happens to me, it's for something I believe in. So you take stand. You know, that's like a leader, you know. Do you want a leader only when there is a good time? Because that leader has to be tested in the bad time as well. And this is where I see the issue with Novak. He could have taken stand and say, hey, I'm boycotting this tournament altogether. You know, maybe the other top players, because remember, athletes, top athletes, professional, whatever you call them, they become like some sort of a role model, okay, to a degree. But at the same time, you're going to have to take stand. Where do you stand on the issue? So is it your legacy that you are after? Or is it that you believe that whatever is going on with the pandemic, whatever you believe in, that's what you take stand on? And this is what I'm going to be elaborating on more in detail on locals. So because you guys know, we can't talk freely on this platform, even though we are, you know, in a democratic society and so forth. So the second part to all this, which has to do with the Australian government, which becomes a concern, you know, he was granted a visa already, which means that means somebody in the government has already approved for him to be visiting the country. Then all of a sudden canceled his visa later on. Will this become a precedent for things to come? Is this a hint for what lies in the future, that governments can just pull your visa because they feel like it, because they don't like how you think, they don't like that you could become, you can inspire, you can inspire the masses about whatever issue. And that is where that concern, personally, that I see, you know. Yeah, of course, Australia can do whatever it wants. It's their own country. But later along, where are they going with this? Where are they going with this? And that is where the concern is. So it becomes an idea of... I have a text here that I truly have to take a look at. So it becomes the idea of, okay, Djokovic taking a stand, but at the same time, you can't have it both ways. So why didn't you cancel the tournament altogether? Send the message to the rest of the world. Because it is a privilege that those top players are playing in Australia. Do you guys have any idea what would happen if they cancel? They, the players, the top players who share the same common vision, who share the same principles, whatever. They say, hey, we don't want this. We are not coming to play. The tennis association will go down. Australia will go down. But this is where the idea of how now Australia playing politics with the pandemic, playing politics with this issue like this. And the question to you that you're going to need to ask yourself is, can we trust the Australian government? We don't know why they did what they did. It's because of the upcoming elections. You already have demonstrations, protests in Australia, you know, that people are waking up almost like, wait a minute, where this is going? You know. And by the way, this is not only about Australia. This is about the Western world as well. You know, look no further than what's going on right now in France. I just reached out to some of my contacts in Europe. Look no further than what's taking place in Germany, in Holland. And yet for us here, we don't hear about that one. So that is where the issue is. So just to clear this up once for all, because I just want to talk briefly about it. I'll be talking about this on locals in more detail. Just to highlight to you, you know, the news behind the news, you know, what Australian government saying versus what it is, you know, was it truly about health or was it truly about politics? You know, on the other hand, Djokovic himself, you know, couldn't he take a stand and said, I'm boycotting this? Because when you take stand, you're going to sacrifice some things. In his case, he will sacrifice another win in another Grand Slam that puts him at the top of the world, because he is tied with the other two players, Federer and Nadal. So it's just our human nature. Sometimes we like to have both ways. Life doesn't work that way. So, but also, this is also an indication of what lies ahead for so-called democracies. We can just see where the Australian government's going, the direction they are going. And we all saw this about this, and I'm not going to be repeating myself here, when we heard about all the lies that were emanating from Canberra regarding the tensions that they were having with China and so forth. Half of what the government, the Australian government, was saying was a lie, you know. And I'm sure you've saw the video we had with Robbie, you know, somebody on the ground, he saw. So it becomes a question now for the Aussies, the Australian people, to decide what they want moving forward, because their election is coming soon. They're going to have to really decide. It's no different than Canada, for example, or even for us here in the US. We have a midterm elections coming up soon. So, and even it's concerning to me personally that if I am to say to myself, I am concerned about this platform because we can get shut down, whatever. That, well, what is this democracy that we all talk about? And to tie this to, by the way, my upcoming talk, which is going to be about what took place in Hong Kong with the shutdown of the news outlets, I am completing the facts on this, and I will be talking about it this afternoon. I'll post it for you ahead of time, guys, so you know. Because I did find out another side of the story that was not reported here in the West. And it has to do with the shutdown of the news outlet in Taiwan by the Taiwanese government. There is a background story to that, and we will get to that later on. So for now, I just wanted to briefly provide you this insight. I'm not going to be talking too much here, because I just want to give you my input into why, what happened, what does it mean moving forward. So apparently, once again, just pick up quickly here, it's the idea that if we are to move into this direction, you know, because the idea of person can have his or her visa canceled because his or her views might affect the population or the thinking or the order, whatever, this is about Australia, of course, raises a serious concerns and issues about freedom of expression. How many times we hear that in the world, in the West? No. Because this is kind of this wide cancellation power allows the government, yeah, to basically just stop international visitors after they have been granted a visa to visit. And those visitors who might have an important message to tell the locals, in this case, the Australians, you know, because that would put a significant concern within the debates in Australia. So now it becomes upon the Aussies to decide what they want for themselves, because nothing is going to change from outside till they change it themselves. It's no different than in other Western countries, or any country for that matter. You know, there are two types of people: the talkers and the doers. Same thing for the governments. There are the governments that talk, and there are the governments that do things. So anyway, that is what I wanted to share with you guys. I know, as I said, it will be a brief, just to give you an idea as to where things are. So I am going to go do my final touch-up, shall we say, or reading on the topic that I'm going to be talking about this afternoon regarding the shutdown of the news press in Hong Kong. What's the story behind the story? You know, then I'm also touch on that topic about the shutdown of the news outlet in Taiwan by the Tsai family or Tsai corporations, whatever that is. So I did find out some information I will be sharing. Remember to follow us on the locals because we are there. As a matter of fact, I will be talking about this topic, the Novak Djokovic, on the locals. I will elaborate more and more. So just we can't say much here, as you know, with the censorship. So check us out at geopolitics.locals.com. And also check out our membership at geopoliticsinconflict.com, where we offer the membership there for some, live Q&As and, of course, presentations. And we are also on Discord, where I will answer some questions we may have. We do have a presentation coming up for our viewers. For our members, rather, that will be about Saudi Arabia and China cooperation regarding the nuclear technology. So we will be addressing that soon. So, as I said again, just briefly, I'm going to do another analysis, short ones, about the shutdown of the news outlets in Hong Kong, but also to address the one that was shut down in Taiwan that the Western media has not reported on. So as always, stay informed. Till next time. Bye-bye.